Two cars were stolen over the weekend in Haines. One was wrecked. And six Haines students get ready to sing in a competitive state choir. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines police have been investigating a rash of recent reports of cars being ransacked during the night. Over the weekend, those reports escalated to include car theft. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer has more.
Two vehicles were reported stolen overnight Friday from the Fort Seward area. One car was later found abandoned near Major Road. The second vehicle was discovered total. Julie Vance says she reported her Honda Pilot stolen Saturday morning when she went outside her house.
I had to think for a minute, like, did I leave it somewhere? But I knew I had come home at 9 o'clock the night before, and it was just gone.
Shortly after, a friend texted Vance asking if she had rolled her vehicle after spotting it near the 6 Mile Spring on Haines Highway, banged up and with broken windows. Vance says it appears the thieves hit the cliff wall near 8 Mile, where her car topper was discovered, and then the car died and was abandoned at 6 Mile. Haines Police Chief Bill Musser says he suspects the car theft and joyriding are connected to the reports of vehicles being rifled through. He said police have teenagers of interest identified, but are still investigating. Musser says rummaging through vehicles and joyriding are criminal mischief cases, mainly because the cars in those incidents were not locked and no damage occurred. But Vance's totaled vehicle is a more serious case, likely a felony. He said he saw the same kind of escalation of criminal mischief cases when he was police chief in Meridian, Idaho.
We experienced the same thing as the town grew. And we would have, you know, young people going through the vehicles, but then they started taking them for joyrides as well. And because the keys were accessible there and whatnot, they, you know, okay, let's go for a drive.
Musser says the investigation is a priority for the department, which is now up to full staff with the recent hire of a fifth officer. He's also asking anyone with information on the incidents to notify police. Since reports began of cars being ransacked, Musser has suggested residents start locking their vehicles. He says he understands that's a change of habit for many residents in Haines, but it could help deter the incidents.
We've lived in a town here where we've been quite proud of the fact that we haven't had to lock up doors on our homes or on our cars. We've done that for ages, but we have young people that have figured that out too. And those young people may not have the same amount of respect for other people's property, and now they're taking advantage of the quiet community that we've had here and violating people's space, you know, by entering into their property or taking it, as we've had in this most recent one.
Vance says her car, like most of those that have been targeted, wasn't locked. She's borrowing a friend's vehicle while local mechanics determine the fate of her car, and she's keeping the keys with her, she says.
It's a wake-up call for everyone to just be aware and actually be good neighbor and watching out for each other as well.
To report any information about the recent vehicle incidents, contact the Haines-Borough Police Department at 766-2121.
The Alaska Marine Highway System won't ban solo travel by children and teenagers, at least for now. New rules announced earlier this month would have required anyone under 18 to travel with an adult. Chaperoned youth groups, such as school sports teams, were to be exempted. Spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says those rules won't go into place until sometime next year.
We did receive several comments from Alaska residents that had a strong reaction that the policy timing was going to be a burden on families. It was going to create difficulties during the holiday season.
Woodrow says changes may be made to the new rules before they're re-released, but they will still increase restrictions on traveling minors. Current rules allow 16 and 17-year-olds to take the ferry on their own. Those 12 to 15 need a note from a parent or guardian. And kids under 12 must travel with an adult, but it could be anyone. The proposed new rules say all under 18 need to be with a parent, legal guardian, or have notarized authorization from a parent or guardian. Woodrow says ferry employees do not have time to oversee children and teenagers.
We're trying to stress to folks that if you don't have to put your child on the ferry unaccompanied, we would prefer you to not go that route.
He says the ferry system will give the public more notice of rule changes when they're reintroduced. You may have noticed something unusual about the weather. it hasn't snowed yet, at least not at lower elevations. Haines residents like Andy Hedden aren't too concerned just yet because it's giving them a chance to catch up on autumn chores.
And it gave me time to get out of town and get everything covered up that normally just gets buried in the yard and I find in the spring. So I'm okay with it.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service office in Juneau noted the later than normal onset of snow in a recent Facebook post, but also explained it's still far from the latest date of snowfall for the Upper Lynn Canal. While the average first measurable snowfall occurs in Haines on November 2nd, the latest date of first snowfall has occurred is December 15th. That record was set in 2002. Forecaster Tim Steffen said warmer than normal temperatures have kept the snow at bay this year.
For the month overall, actually the average temperature is 6.9 degrees above normal.
Steffen says that means the average temperatures have hovered just above freezing most of the month, preventing the snow from accumulating at lower elevations. Whether colder temperatures would have brought more snow is uncertain, he says, because the precipitation outlook is unclear.
So there's no real clear indicator on what the precipitation was going to do this winter, but there was an indicator that we were going to have a warmer than normal winter.
Steffen says the lack of snow isn't yet cause for concern or considered extreme. Based on the first half of the month, it's the 11th warmest start to winter on the record books, he says. Haines has a new public health nurse. Bridget O'Connor moved here from Montana, and she worked in public health for more than 20 years. She spoke on KHNS Monday morning.
Really, my passion as a nurse is giving people information with which they can make their own health decisions.
O'Connor says she's done a lot of work related to infectious diseases. She says it's something to watch out for here because of tourism.
With the tourists coming and going, there's a big influx of not only people, but potential germs.
Since O'Connor arrived in early September, she's gone to Kluckwan School and Haines Head Start to conduct hearing and vision screenings for young children.
You know, we're finding some need of kids to get further testing that, you know, they might not have known otherwise until they got into school and had the, you know, the screening at school.
O'Connor says she's still getting a sense of the community's needs. One thing she's found to be different in Alaska is the focus on domestic violence prevention. O'Connor says she has to ask every patient she sees if they've experienced domestic violence or bullying.
If anybody answers yes, I work with them to find the right resources. And everybody that says no, I ask them if they would know what to do if somebody did start to.
O'Connor is the only public health nurse in the Upper Lynn Canal. Some of the main services she'll provide are screenings, immunizations, infectious disease follow-up, and family planning. The public health center operates on a sliding scale fee depending on what the patient can afford. O'Connor says it's best to call in advance to set up a visit. The number is 766-3300. Six Haines High School students are traveling to Anchorage this week to sing in the Allstate Music Festival. It's like a statewide basketball or baseball championship, but for choir, orchestra, and band. The Haines students auditioned by submitting recordings of themselves to the Alaska School Activities Association. Out of about 20 Haines students who auditioned this year, these six made the cut.
Madeline Andreessen, Rachel Haas,
Kyle Klinger,
Neil Little,
Olivia Wing,
Lindsay Jobbins.
Madeline Andreessen and Lindsay Jobbins took part in Allstate last year. Here's Madeline.
A lot of times in like Alaska, the towns are smaller, so the choirs are most likely smaller. So singing in a huge group like that is a really good experience for singers.
This year, 590 students from around Alaska auditioned for the choir, and 175 were selected. They're divided into an all-women's choir and a mixed choir. Three Haines students are in each. Neil Little says he's looking forward to being around other students who are serious about music.
It's a devotion, deeper devotion to music.
Choir teacher Christy Kissinger-Totten has been coaching the students, and she's traveling with them to Allstate.
I'm really excited about it.
the group, they're always nervous right before they go because it's all new music. It's really hard. It's challenging for them. And they're all alone on the parts. Whereas we get there, they have some rehearsals. They get to singing with the other kids, and they just get really charged up. It's an exciting time, and the energy level just rises.
The group leaves for Anchorage Tuesday. They'll have a couple days of rehearsal before their big performance Saturday at West Anchorage High School. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. We had reports from Margaret Friedenauer and Ed Schoenfeld. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS.